I remember when I was a little boy, I had a strong faith. Or at least I thought, as a little boy, I thought I had strong faith. However, over time, it had kind of shifted. Over time, I started to have questions. I started to wonder. I wasn't as certain about the faith as I once was. I was drifting away from the Catholic Church and the Catholic faith. And in part, it was due to the noise of the world. And in part, it was due to my lack of spending time in prayer, and for other reasons as well. I could go as far as say that I had lost the faith sometime around middle school, although the drifting away started even before that. I had questions, and I had difficulties, and I had difficulty finding answers to those questions, and without the answers, I had difficulty believing. You could say that I had lost Jesus, or that I had lost my way, or that I had lost my guide. I wasn't the only one who lost his way or his guide. In our gospel passage today, the wise men from the east were following the star. They believed that it would guide them to the new king of the Jews. However, they lost track of the star, or at least it seemed lost to them. So without the star, how are they going to find the newborn king? St. John Chrysostom tells us the star had been hidden from them, so that on finding themselves without their guide, they would have no alternative but to consult the Jews. In this way, the birth of Jesus would be made known to all. So God allowed them to lose the star, to lose their way for a reason, in order that they would share the good news of the king with all of the Jews, that they would share the good news of the birth of Jesus. So if we find ourselves uncertain or starting to lose our way, what is it that we should do? We see that the wise men, when they lost the star, they went for help. They asked the Jewish authorities where this newborn king was. The chief priests and the scribes, who are familiar with scripture and familiar with the prophecies, were able to tell them that it was Bethlehem. Only after they humbled themselves, and only after seeking help, did they find the star again, which led them to Bethlehem, the same place that the chief priests and the scribes had told them. When I was losing the faith, I should have followed the example of the wise men and sought out help. Maybe ask my religion teacher, maybe ask a priest, instead of just allowing myself to drift away. Jesus Christ gives us the church. The church is, for us, a guide, kind of like the star. This guide to bring us to holiness. This guide to bring us to heaven. He gave us certainty in the doctrines of the church. He gives us a guarantee in the grace that's provided through the sacraments of the church. The church is a great gift that Jesus gives to us to help keep us on our way. When we feel lost, confused, uncertain about our spiritual journey, rather than allowing ourselves to drift away like I did, we should instead go deeper into the faith. We can seek out a greater understanding of how and why the church teaches what she teaches. We can look in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. We can go to CatholicAnswers.com. We can listen to Catholic radio. We can participate in the many opportunities made available to us through the Adult Faith Formation Program. We have a young adults group. We have youth ministry. We have different ways of reaching people and helping them to grow in the faith, to help them to stay on course and not lose their way. We can also go on retreat or spend time with a spiritual director, a person who journeys with us on our spiritual journey. We could also seek out other resources and opportunities. We can choose to continue to pray, even though it may seem like nothing is happening, to persevere in that prayer, to seek out the Lord regardless, to pray in the privacy of our own homes, but also to pray with other people who can help us to grow in our ability to pray, who can intercede on our behalf. We can even pray before the Lord, who's present in the Eucharist, available to us 24/7 in the little church. We can also seek out help from other people who are strong in the faith, such as friends, family members, religious sisters, deacons, priests, or even Chris Foldy, our adult faith formation director. The wise men rejoiced when they found the star, which guided them the rest of the way to the newborn king. That was after they humbled themselves and asked for directions. They were lost for what seemed to be a short period of time. I, however, was lost somewhere around middle school until I was in college studying nuclear engineering. Only when I was living according to my own standards and found myself miserable. Only when it seemed like I had no other option or nowhere else to go did I return to the Lord in prayer. Only then did I find my way back. Only when I invited the Lord to be a part of my life and was deep and sincere in that prayer. Only when I started to follow him as best as I knew how. Only then were my questions answered. Only then were my many difficulties overcome. So I encourage you not to wait until you are completely fallen away or lost, but if you find yourself experiencing difficulties, to choose to find the answers, to seek out the help that you need to keep you on track, to keep you strong in the faith. And when we find that, when we seek out that help like the wise men, to be able to receive that great joy that they had when they found the star again, when they were back on track, on their way to Jesus, I can tell you that I'm honestly much more joyful now serving all of you as a priest than I was when I had fallen away, than I was before I had given myself to God and followed him, when I was serving myself as if I was my own God. I am much happier now being united to Christ, being united to God, because God is joy, God is love, God is beauty, God is truth. And if we want to be a part of that, if we want to be united to that, then we need to seek him out. We need to allow him to be a part of our lives. We need to allow that to happen now, here on earth, so that we can be with him forever in heaven. The wise men sought out the King of the Jews. We should seek him out too, even if at times we have difficulties, even if at times we have to ask for help. They sought him out to do him homage, to honor him, and to adore him. Let us prepare ourselves to honor and adore that very same Lord who comes to us in the most holy Eucharist.